after it touched three quadrants of that rim. And the Bucks now back to within seven. Game clock and shot clock now separated by roughly 5 seconds. Indiana's got it on the other end with McConnell at the top of the arc. Working on A.J. Green. Spins in on Green. Pulls up. His shot blocked. But a foul on A.J. Green. By the way, that last field goal from Bobby Portis snapped a string of roughly three minutes roughly, where the Bucks hadn't had a field goal. So the foul on A.J. Green will send McConnell to the line, where this season T.J. has shot 79%. And his first free throw rims around and drops. Pacers have heard everybody talking about their poor free throw shooting in this series. They are yet to miss here tonight, making all five of their attempts, as Turner's going to check out. Coming in to replace him here in the waning seconds of quarter number one will be Isaiah Jackson. McConnell had posted double-digit scoring 15 of the final 16 games in the regular season. However, just one 10-point game so far in this series against the Bucks. Second free throw bounces over the front iron and good. He's got 6 points in this first quarter, well on his way to a double-figure scoring game. Inbound pass to Beverly. He will move it into the front court with now 8 seconds on the clock. Damian Lillard catches the pass. Dame trying to get a screen now. He's going to hold on to it with 1.8 seconds left. Fires up a contested three at the horn, and it missed strong. So that's the way the first quarter is going to come to a close. We are sitting 33-24. It is the Pacers out in front by 9. Milwaukee led early, but the Pacers put on a hard charge down the final stretch with a 25-9 run over the final 6.5 minutes of the first quarter. We'll come back. Second quarter action. It is playoff basketball, game 6, round 1, here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
Welcome back again here to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where it is a 33-24 advantage for the Indiana Pacers. And we welcome you back once again, where the Bucks are going to be in a similar spot to what they were a game ago, just two nights ago in downtown Milwaukee, where Milwaukee was trailing 31-23 against this Pacers team, who in that instance also led by 10 points in the first quarter. We'll see if history can repeat here tonight, if the Bucks can get it going here starting in this second quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. So getting ready to start things in the second quarter, where the Bucks will come with a combination of Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton, Pat Bev, and Damian Lillard. It's Isaiah Jackson joining Andrew Nembhard. Ben Shepherd will get his first look tonight, along with T.J. McConnell and Pascal Siakam. Both teams struggling from outside. Bucks just 1 of 7 from 3 in that first quarter. Pacers 3 of 11. Indiana, though, has hit 9 of their 12 shots inside the arc. And the Bucks 8 of 16 from inside the arc. So that's the differential right now. Pacers already with 18 points in the first quarter in the paint to 10 for Milwaukee. So that is a sizable amount of damage they've been able to do there. Here's a pull-up jumper, and McConnell from the baseline couldn't connect on it. Bounced a couple times. Bucks go the other way with it. Pat Bev's into the front court now for the Bucks, clad in green against the gold-clad Indiana Pacers. Same uniforms they've used all 6 games between these two teams. So much for the idea of freshening things up. Here's a drive inside. Lopez lifts it up off the window in good use, and they offhand on that left hand. So Brook Lopez doing his work now. He's got 9 points to lead the Bucks in scoring. Indiana the other direction. T.J. McConnell circles underneath the glass. He's going to come to a stop right of the lane. He's got Pat Bev all over him. He's going to try to take it inside. Oh, wow, did he get a break there? Pat Bev committed the foul, and he did not need to. Brook Lopez was lurking there, and again, McConnell did not have his dribble, so he was out of options. They're going to say the foul was on the floor, though, so Indiana will have it out of bounds on the near side. But they get that reset of the shot clock, and for Beverly, that foul will go as his first. Here comes the inbound pass from Siakam. He gets it to Jackson. Jackson, top of the arc. Holds it in his hands, picks up his dribble before he gives to McConnell. McConnell puts up a pass down low, and that ball is knocked away and picked up by Middleton. Outlet feed ahead of Beverly. Beverly's running for the Bucks, but Indiana gets back on defense. So Milwaukee will have to set up in the half-court set, trailing 33-26. Portis has it left of the lane now for the Bucks. Defended by Pascal Siakam with 8 to shoot. Bounce pass out top to Lopez. Brook on the dribble, backing his way in. Shuffles it back out to Lillard. He'll uncork a 3, and he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Damian Lillard knocking down his 2nd long one of the night. Here comes McConnell the other way. He'll put the shot up. That was no good, but he was fouled, and I think it was on Lillard. So McConnell's going to go to the free throw line. Indiana has been getting to the stripe pretty regularly here tonight. So that'll be the first on Lillard, and for the Bucks, a quick second foul 90 seconds into the second quarter. That Michelob Ultra 3 from Damian Lillard for the Bucks was their 2nd of the night. Both of them have come from his fingertips, where he's hit both of his 3-point tries. Michelob Ultra reminding you, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. A couple bounces of the ball. Now McConnell eyeing his 3rd free throw attempt of the night, and he will get it to drop. Miles Turner's coming back in now for Indiana, wearing that white headband, replacing Isaiah Jackson. Is the 3rd-year pro out of Kentucky, will take a seat on the bench. Pontiac, Michigan native. At just 22 years old, representing a very youthful Indiana bunch against the league's oldest team, the Milwaukee Bucks. McConnell's 2nd free throw bounces over the front iron, goes in again. So the Pacers now a perfect 8-for-8 from the line. They lead 35-29. Here's Pat Bev going the other direction now for the Bucks. Crosses the midcourt stripe. Defended by Shepherd around the Middleton screen. Takes it to the right side. Out to Lillard again. Now to Middleton. Middleton draws the contact from Turner, and he hits the shot. Count that baby with another one coming on the house. Chris Middleton, the savvy veteran, knew just when that contact was coming in. Turner got him as he was going up. And Chris will have a chance at the 3-point play as Middleton knocks down his 2nd field goal of the night. He had gone 1-for-6 prior to that make. Chris has been nothing short of stellar in this series. 26.8 points a game against the Pacers as he knocks down the free throw. That's his highest career scoring average against a team in the playoffs over the course of his long and distinguished 12-year career. Here comes a pass on the other side. It's Shepherd sending out top. Bucks back to within 3 now, 35-32. 2 minutes into the second quarter, McConnell works it to the near wing. Catch and shoot 3 from Neesmith. And boy, did Indiana need that. They need him to get going. He makes that 3-pointer and gets the Pacers back ahead by 6, doubling up on that lead they had a moment ago. Pat Bev going the other way. Shepherd's it across the timeline with Shepherd in pursuit. He's got it on the right wing. Now as he hands it to Lillard, Dame's defended by McConnell. Little jab step. McConnell's going to foul him as he was going right at him. Let's see if they give him free throws. Dame was immediately litigating that I was going up to shoot that ball, and it looks like the officials will concur. So, talked about Lillard. Can he get to the line with any regularity tonight? That would do the Bucks a huge solid if he could, because he is the league's number four free throw shooter and 92% this season, and he was leading the league for much of the season before he missed a few late that just dropped him a couple ticks, but it's only a half a percentage point behind Curry for first, who leads the league, and he splashes the first free throw up and good. Damian Lillard, this series has averaged better than 5 3-point makes a game. Fourth time he's done that in his career in a playoff series, trailing only Steph Curry's 6 such instances in NBA history. Second free throw is good. He's got 2 3-pointers tonight, and he's now 4-4 from the line. 12 points now to lead all scorers for Damian Lillard in his return to the Bucks lineup tonight. 9:29 to go in the second quarter. It's a 4-point lead for Indiana with a basketball. McConnell circles down low under the rim. He's got Lopez tailing him. Passes inside. Somehow lobbed that one over Lopez and into the hands of Siakam, who deposits it inside. 40-34. Indiana back ahead by 6. Pat Bev going the other way now for Milwaukee. He's into the front court on the far wing right. Hands it to Lillard. Lillard's going to uncork a 3. This time missed it strong. Rebound pulled down by Turner. He'll hand off down to McConnell. McConnell sprinting the other direction. Passes left wing. Catch and shoot 3 from Nesmith. This time offline. Rebound a long one. Tracked down in the corner by Portis. He will give to Damian Lillard as Lillard goes the other way for the Bucks into the front quarter. On the Lopez screen at midcourt. Dame stops on the right wing. Defended by Turner there. Bobbing and weaving behind the back dribble. He's going to send it inside at the last moment to Lopez. Lopez had it knocked away. It's on the deck. McConnell picks up the loose ball. He'll feed it now to Nesmith. Indiana with a 6-point lead in the basketball now, trying to add to it. They've got the Bucks on skates on defense now. McConnell sends out top. Siakam. He'll hand off now left wing to Shepard. Bucks able to settle in now. Here comes Nesmith. He goes bulldozing right over Lillard and lays it in. No whistle on the contact. Timeout coming from Milwaukee as Indiana has stretched it to an 8-point lead now. We will take a timeout with them. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play. We are in quarter number 2 of this Game 6 showdown, the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks trying to hang tough, avoid elimination tonight here for Gainbridge Fieldhouse. This is Playoff Hoops on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the courts!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time! Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot! It has electrified this building!
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one! It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
What do you get when you combine grilled-to-order deliciousness with only the finest Wisconsin cheeses? Cousin Sub's new Wisconsin cheese steaks, featuring either steak or chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, sautéed onions, and their new cheddar supreme cheese sauce. It's a match made in dairy heaven. And the decadence doesn't stop there. Pair your Wisconsin cheese steak with their new Orange Dream Shake. All are available for a limited time only. Order in-store, online, or via the mobile app. Cousin Sub's. We believe in better.
42-34 Milwaukee with the 8-point hole staring at them. We still have 8:20 to go, though, in the second quarter, where we are brought to you by Bally Sports Wisconsin. You can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, can't miss moments. Watch it all on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. We're also brought to you by Casamigos. Tonight's cocktail of the game presented, as always, by our friends at Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee hasn't won a road game in the playoffs. Going back to the Boston series in 2022, they've lost five straight coming into this one. And, in fact, 0-5 on the road since Giannis suffered that calf injury. As he is missing again here tonight, Giannis. They say he is close. He's missed the last nine games now, including tonight, going back to that April 9th game against the Celtics. And if the Bucks can survive tonight, if they can find a way to get a win, you go back home, and maybe, just maybe, that is the date that Giannis would return. You talk about drama, but there is work to be done in a big way. Right now, the Bucks down by 8 points, trailing 42-34 with 8:15 to go in the second quarter. Pat Beverly out there, along with Damian Lillard, Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, and also Malik Beasley for Milwaukee, going right to left. It's Portis at the top of the arc, defended by Pascal Siakam with those long arms in his way. Lillard goes into the air, tried to get a foul call, but he didn't get it. He was off balance when he let the three-pointer go, and he missed it short. Indiana going the other direction with it. Halliburton with a head fake. He's going to send the pass to Nembhard. Step or two behind the line, and he drains the three from the right wing. So Indiana has started to take control of this game with their largest lead of 11 now. Here comes Beverly the other direction. Pat Bev at the free throw line, driving inside. He got fouled by Nesmith. We'll see if they give him a shot here, if it's on the floor. Bucks have gone, closing in on 3 minutes without a field goal now. Well, we got a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Foul was on the floor, so the Bucks have it now. It's Beverly driving inside. He knifes his way into the lane. Couldn't get the shot to go, but the rebound was tipped out of bounds. They'll say last touch by the Pacers. So the Bucks will get a reprieve here with 14 on the shot clock and 7:24 on the game clock. In this opening half, second quarter action, here comes the inbound pass from Lillard. Dame holds it over his head, trying to trigger it in. He will loft it to Beasley, who had to outleave Halliburton for it. He's now sitting at the top of the arc, dribbling with the left hand. Little drive down the left side of the lane, pulls up mid-range J, too strong. Rebound ripped down by Siakam. He will give it to Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton going the other way for the Pacers. Now passes off to Nembhard. Nembhard, top of the arc, back to Halliburton. Halliburton lofts it inside, easily taken away by Beasley there. He stepped in front of Siakam, and he will not find it easier steal than that one. Here's an outlet feed up the floor from Lillard to Portis, who got fouled by Nembhard. As Dame recognized the mismatch down low and sent it about halfway the length of the court to Portis, who was isolated and posted up on Nembhard, but the foul was on the floor, so it'll be out of bounds on the near sideline. That'll be team foul number four for the Pacers, who will be in the penalty the rest of the way. Bucks just with two team fouls as Portis takes the inbound pass with inside of 7 minutes to go now in the second quarter. Portis elevates and misses the mid-range jumper left of the lane. Left it short, Pacers go the other way. Nembhard's into the front court, hands it to Halliburton. Halliburton, long bomb on the way, no good. That's rebounded by Portis. Early in this game, Halliburton, 2 of 6 from three. Beasley wants to fire one up. He misses the three, but the rebound is gathered in by Portis, and he will turn around and flip it right back up and in with the jump hook. So the Bucks go to work on defense. It was an open look from Nembhard, but he passes up on it, drives around Beasley, and lays it in. And Indiana goes back ahead by double digits. It's 47-36. Here in the second quarter, the Bucks have been outscored 14-12. Pacers have hit 5 of their 8 shots, including a pair of threes. Bucks 4 of 10 here in the frame. Here comes Lopez on the other side. He hands to Lillard. Dame working around a screen for Lopez. Pocket pass back to Brook. Brook drives. He floats the shot up, no good. But Portis was there to clean it up. The trash man there to clean up the garbage again. Lays it in. Bobby Portis now in the contest, sitting with 9 points. To go with 8 rebounds. He's closing in on a double-double here in this first half already. Halliburton top of the circle. Dribbles between his legs. Step back three on the way. High arcing shot. No good off the front iron. And then the offensive rebound was there for Siakam, but he missed it point blank. That was the exact shot that Bobby Portis just scored on a moment ago. But Siakam couldn't hit it. He has really cooled off in this series since those opening two games. Pat Bev's going to fire away from three on the near wing. He couldn't hit. The rebound there for Siakam. The Bucks just 2 of 13 from three to start this game. Toppin on the other end, and he will launch for three. He can't hit. Pacers not a whole lot better at 5 of 17 from distance. Here's Pat Bev going the other way. 47-38 still our score. 5:05 to play. Second quarter action here on this Friday night. Game 6 playoff action here from downtown Indianapolis. Lopez sends it inside. Portis pushes up the shot from inside, but he missed it. So the Pacers are going to use the timeout as we sit with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Milwaukee trying to jumpstart the offense. Shooting just 38% early in this one. The Pacers 50%. They've got the 47-38 advantage here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
com/full.
Game 6, the showdown between the Bucks and the Pacers, the 11th meeting between these teams this season. That is hard to believe. 5 times in the regular season, thanks in part to that in-season tournament that had the Bucks play these Pacers in the semifinals, and ultimately the Pacers would take 4 of 5 in that series that concluded before the beginning of January. It was January 3rd the last time these teams played, and now here we sit 6 games into the postseason and perhaps a 7th game on the horizon. But Bucks will have to do their part to get it there. They trail 47-38, 4:56 to go in the second quarter. Dave Kane with you here on this Friday night, where we are presented, as always, by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Bucks coming off of that 23-point win over the Pacers on Tuesday, shorthanded without either Giannis or Damian Lillard. Lillard is back here tonight. And clearly, I have been in the NBA season too long where I've forgotten what day of the week it is. It is a Thursday. That's what the best stat guys in the business are paid to do. They tell you what day of the week it is. And, you know, it is the simple stuff that gets us through here. But at any rate, Milwaukee, that 23-point win, that was their largest playoff win without Giannis since a 29-point win in Game 5 of Game 5 of 1984. That was a first-round series against the Hawks with Doc Rivers, incidentally, who's now coaching, of course, with the Bucks. Here comes Nembhard down low. He gets tangled up as he was loose with a dribble, and Chris Middleton got his hands on the ball. He's going to get a jump ball coming up his way, with Nembhard will have the size disadvantage against Middleton here. Yeah, there was a point in my life where you could never have told me that if it was a Friday, I knew when it was Thursday. Maybe that's what I'm going back to here. No such thing as TGIF when it's Blursday in the NBA world. Here comes a jump ball between Middleton and Nembhard at the free throw line. As we wait for Courtney Kirkland to put the ball in the air, and that ball is up, and it's going to be won by Middleton. Taps it to Beasley. Beasley's in stride, running the other direction. He will glide in, miss the shot, but Middleton was there to lay it in as he tapped it right back in, crashing the boards. So the Bucks back to within seven. Nembhard the other way, gets it off to Nesmith on the left wing. They work it around out top. Now it goes to Turner. Now sends it over to Nembhard. Nembhard rifles it over to the left side. Nesmith back to Turner, defended by Lopez. Dribbles with a crossover. He's on the left wing. Going to put on a head fake. Sends out top now to Halliburton. Halliburton with 4 seconds to work with, defended by Middleton. He's going to have to manufacture a shot here. He does. Missed it, but nobody boxed him out. Oh, that was one of those ones that'll drive Doc Rivers crazy. There were three players in green jerseys just looking at one another while Halliburton followed his own miss and had an easy layup. That was a gimme. Beverly the other way for the Bucks. Will loft it to Middleton. Middleton on the near wing. Drives, floats it off the window. That one's no good. Tapped out a couple times. Connaughton couldn't get it, but then Lopez does. He sends out top to Beverly. Bucks down by 9, 49, 43, 43 to go in the first half. Pat Bev, a bounce pass to Lopez. Lopez pushes up the shot and gets it to go from 13. 49-42. Middleton just missed as he was ball hawking for a steal, but it gets to Nembhard. Now they'll work it over to the left side. A drive from Halliburton. No look feed to Nembhard. Gets it back on the right wing. A head fake. He goes driving inside. Sends it out to the left side. Turner's got it there. Defended by Beasley. Bumps into him. No whistle. Now he drives around Malik. Drives inside. Pirouette underneath. We got a traveling call going against Turner. Good help side defense there. It was Beasley picking up that tough assignment on Turner, but he had the big fella, Brook Lopez, on his back to come over there and make life challenging for Turner and challenging that shot. Turner still has just the 2 points in this game with 4 rebounds. He has been quiet again here tonight. Bucks still down by 7, though, with 3:16 to go in the second quarter of a 49-42 game. Pat Connaughton going the other direction. He's got it into the front court. He's going to hand it off to Lopez. Lopez whistling a foul away from the ball. Who's it on? That's going to go against Chris Middleton. So Middleton gets called for the foul. Pacers have turned the basketball over so far in this game 5 times, but 4 of them have come here in the second quarter. Bucks have turned them into 7 points. Here comes Halliburton working into the near wing. Nesmith tees up a three, and he cashes in from the near wing. So three-pointer goes for the Pacers. They're back ahead by 10 now. Middleton the other direction. He's on the right wing, defended by Nesmith. Dribble drive, spinning, right of the lane. Sends out top to Beverly. Pat Bev with a right-hand dribble, drifting to his right. Picks up his dribble, lofts it to Middleton. Middleton rockets it down low, underneath to Connaughton. Connaughton got fouled as he was going up. Siakam is immediately signaling to his bench to challenge the call. That'll be that foul right there on Siakam will be his third. So this may be one you do think about challenging if it was close. Yep, they are going to challenge it, and that's probably worth the gamble with Pascal Siakam on the verge of picking up his third foul there. So even though it's early, I think Rick Carlisle is going to say it's close enough that I think it's worth the roll of the dice. So Tony Brothers and Courtney Kirkland make their way over to the scorer's table. They will take a look at the monitor and see what the jury ultimately decides. They are looking in Secaucus and here in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We're brought to you by Pottawatomie. If you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots and table games, plus new dining, bars, and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Yeah, I mentioned for this Bucks team, winning on the road has been no easy feat. They came into the playoffs 18-22 in road games. That was better than only Orlando amongst all playoff teams. And mentioned they have lost five consecutive games in the playoffs on the road going back to 2022. And one of three teams remaining in these playoffs that have yet to win a game on the road in the playoffs. All trying to turn all that around and stay alive and keep that door open for a potential Giannis Antetokounmpo return. Of course, if you follow that regular season series, you remember what Giannis was able to do against this team. He averaged 42 points a game and 13 rebounds a game in five games against the Pacers. Yeah, you heard it right. 5.5 assists per game, shot 68% from the field, and averaged 17.5 free throws per game in that series. So, yes, he makes a difference in this series. Here's our ruling
from Tony
Brothers.
The ruling on the floor, there's no foul on the play. Because the ball was loose, there'll be a jump ball center circle any two. The challenge is successful. They retain their timeout and their ability to challenge.
And perhaps even more importantly than that, Pascal Siakam has just the two fouls in 15 minutes. So he'll be able to hold on to that. And the successful challenge will bring it out to center court, as Mr. Brothers just mentioned. And for the Bucks, it'll be Brook Lopez going for that jump against Miles Turner. Same guys we saw go for the jump to begin this game. So we've seen a lot of jump balls. Courtney Kirkland has gotten a lot of practice putting this ball up. By my count, I think this is the fifth jump ball when you count the opening tip that we've seen already here in this first half, with 2:36 still to play in the second quarter. 52-42 lead for the Pacers. Lopez will win the tip back. It was not graceful, but it did the job. On his way down, he just kind of guided it toward Middleton, who was right next to him. So Middleton will pass it off now to Lillard. Lillard's out there with Lopez, Middleton, along with Portis and Beverly. Lopez goes galloping down the right side of the lane and draws the contact and the foul. He will go to the line, and for Miles Turner, that'll be his third. So you substitute three fouls on Siakam with three fouls now on Turner. Fans didn't like that call. I will tell you this much. Rick Carlisle will be flirting with fire if he wants to challenge that one. And again, Lopez will step to the line. We're trying to get this to a single-digit game again with the Bucks trailing by 10. First of two free throws is too strong. So Lopez misses again at the line for Milwaukee. Free throw shooting, we talked about the fact they came into this series leading the league at 87% from the line, but so far tonight they have now left 4 points on the table at just 67%, 8 of 12 from the free throw line tonight. Second free throw from Brook Lopez on the way. It's good. And Lopez now 2 of 4 from the free throw line in the regular season, an 82% free throw shooter. Here comes Indiana the other way with it. Topping at the top of the arc, hands the ball off now to Halliburton. Halliburton triggers it left wing. Indiana with a 9-point lead in the basketball, going left to right. Nesmith hands it now to the near side. Nembhard on the switch, picked up by Lopez. We'll give it to Halliburton. Halliburton with three to shoot. He's got Portis on him. Shifty move as he drives inside. They're going to get a blocking foul on Middleton here. And, boy, I'd like to see it again. I don't see much argument from the Bucks side. First glance, I thought Chris looked like he was camped out, but evidently I may be in the minority with that opinion. So Halliburton's going to go to the line. He will have a chance to get the three-point play here as the shot went down. And for Chris Middleton, by the way, that foul was his second. So the Pacers lead by 11, and Halliburton is at the line. His free throw is up and good. Bounces it over the iron and in. So the Bucks have left 4 points on the table. Pacers still a perfect 9 of 9 from the stripe. Here comes Beverly the other way now for the Bucks into the front court. 1:50 to go now in the opening half. Middleton's got it on the right wing. Can the Bucks put on a good push here to close out this opening frame? Middleton, top of the circle, takes the ball from Lopez. Right back to Brook. Brook drives inside. Just missed on the shot, but he was fouled. So he goes back to the line. That rolling drive from Brook Lopez has been something the Bucks have turned to quite a bit here in this first half, attacking the interior of that defense, where Brook has gone 5 of 7 from the floor here in this game. He's only attempted one three-pointer, and he's got 12 points, though. He is tied with Damian Lillard for the lead in that category in terms of the scoring. So Lopez back to the line after being fouled by Aaron Nesmith with his second foul. Both teams will be in the penalty the rest of the way here in this quarter with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter from Indianapolis. Lopez stepped to the line. His three-pointers, he has not had a lot of them here tonight. He's been doing it inside, but tell you this much, last time out as he knocks down the first free throw. Two games ago, he passed Jrue Holiday for third all-time in playoff three-pointers with 83. But he's been filling it up. Double-digit scoring, 12 consecutive games. Make it 13 with tonight's game, where he's averaged better than 16 points a game going all the way back to the regular season. Second free throw on the way. Yeah, that's good. So he knocks them both down, and the Bucks back to within 10, 55-45. A minute 40 to go in the second. Tyrese Halliburton going the other way now for the Pacers. He's on the left wing. Swings it to the near side right. Nesmith back to Halliburton. Halliburton toying with the defense. Passes back to Nesmith. Nesmith down the right side of the lane. Circles under the rim. He got fouled, and that's going to send him to the line. Mentioned neither team had a foul to give, and Nesmith went barreling over a cameraman underneath, and hopefully he's okay. That is not for the faint of heart out there, those cameramen. They are standing in the line of fire every night. All right. It is going to be Nesmith going to the free throw line, though, to give his team that 11 or 12-point lead again, with Lopez getting called for what will go as his first foul of the night. Aaron Nesmith this season, 78% at the line. Mentioned his shooting woes in this series, where he shot just 32% from the floor, as his first free throw is good. He's a career 83% free throw shooter. Spent a couple of years at Vanderbilt, missing the second half of that final year there with a foot injury, but began his career with Boston, as the free throw is good on the next. Was part of that Malcolm Brogdon trade. They got him to Indianapolis. Nesmith has scored 10 points already now in this quarter, though. He's played well. Bucks on the other side. A shot missed. I think there was Dame on the far side. It was Middleton from outside. Lopez got the rebound, tipped it to himself, and now he's got it on the low block. Floats up the jump hook. That wouldn't go, and the rebound corralled by Nesmith. Sends ahead to Halliburton. Halliburton's going the other way. Lobs up top. Toppin scores in transition. And the Bucks defense gave up an easy one there, as the Pacers have stretched it to their largest advantage of 14 now, with 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Dame Lillard splits a pair of defenders. He gets fouled as he goes tumbling down. Bucks haven't had a field goal in the last 3 minutes or so, when Brook Lopez hit that jump shot. The last 3 points have come from the line. It's been tough to get those shots to drop tonight for a Bucks team that's shooting just 36% from the field and 17% from beyond the arc. You play the Pacers, you better come with more than that, because this team, even though they have had two of their lowest scoring games, their two lowest scoring games of the season against the Bucks, you're going to have to keep up with them more often than not. That scoring has certainly been elevated tonight, as the first of two free throws is good from Lillard. Dame's first points in a while. He's got 13 now, and five of them coming from the free throw line. He'll have another free throw coming as Porter's going to check out. Connaughton is in. Indiana shooting 53% from the floor. They have scored 30 points in the paint here in this first half. 14 of them coming on the fast break. Second free throw is good from Dame. 59-47. Pacers with a 12-point lead going left to right. It's Halliburton going into the front court under the watchful eye of Pat Bev. Game clock and shot clock separated by 20 seconds. They'll work it around, try for that 2-for-1 here. Nesmith drives. He sends out left wing to Siakam. Siakam drives inside. He pulls up. His floater misses short. Rebound to Connaughton. Oh, Siakam just has completely lost his scoring touch. He's 2-for-4, but that was his. Both of his misses have been gimmies. And so now with the game